Task 1. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 1.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone. Let me introduce myself. My name's Ben, and I'd like to tell you about a course you can do on Saturday mornings. I'm from an organisation called Nature, and we run courses for young people like you to do during the weekends. Now, we know that at school you learn a lot about things like science and maths, but this course is really about giving your youth group the chance to come and find out about wildlife. It's an area that tends to get forgotten. We usually take groups like yours to a wild place that's near their home. Sometimes we go to a beach or a lake, but we've planned for your group to go to a forest. That's the closest place for you and the easiest to get to. Now, we'd like you to come and do some activities with us. You spend 6 hours each week with us, and the course lasts for 12 weeks depending on the weather. That might sound like a long time, but we think you'll be sorry when it's over. Taking part in our activities means you get to do all sorts of things that you wouldn't normally be allowed to do at home. That includes how to safely climb trees, cut wood, and build a fire. While you're with us, we'll also show you how to make things out of different materials. On the last course, everyone designed backpacks, which they were very pleased with. This time we thought we'd get you to design and make a birdhouse. When it's finished, you can take it home and show your family. We think you'll enjoy doing this. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. Let me introduce myself. My name's Ben, and I'd like to tell you about a course you can do on Saturday mornings. I'm from an organisation called Nature, and we run courses for young people like you to do during the weekends. Now, we know that at school you learn a lot about things like science and maths, but this course is really about giving your youth group the chance to come and find out about wildlife. It's an area that tends to get forgotten. We usually take groups like yours to a wild place that's near their home. Sometimes we go to a beach or a lake, but we've planned for your group to go to a forest. That's the closest place for you and the easiest to get to. Now, we'd like you to come and do some activities with us. You spend 6 hours each week with us, and the course lasts for 12 weeks depending on the weather. That might sound like a long time, but we think you'll be sorry when it's over. Taking part in our activities means you get to do all sorts of things that you wouldn't normally be allowed to do at home. That includes how to safely climb trees, cut wood, and build a fire. While you're with us, we'll also show you how to make things out of different materials. On the last course, everyone designed backpacks, which they were very pleased with. This time we thought we'd get you to design and make a birdhouse. When it's finished, you can take it home and show your family. We think you'll enjoy doing this. Now, any questions?
Now turn to task 2.
You will hear an interview with a teenager called Simon about going to an indoor climbing centre that has a climbing wall. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone. Today we're discussing adventure activities. And I'm talking to Simon Benito, who recently went with his mum to an indoor climbing centre. Simon, what gave your mum the idea to take you there?
Well, last year my school had a trip to the centre, but I missed it because I was sick. Then recently she went with a friend and tried it herself, and she loved it. So after that she wanted to take me too.
And what did you think when your mum suggested going to the centre?
Well, I knew I was okay at climbing. We've been climbing on holidays. And I thought we'd do something similar at the centre. I was really looking forward to it. But then my mum explained that the wall was inside. I wasn't so interested when I heard that. I prefer being outside.
But did you meet lots of people there?
Well, yes. That was great. It was early morning when we arrived and the centre had just opened, so it was quiet. But lots of people came later in the morning. And for once, I wasn't the youngest. I'd expected it'd be mainly young people there, but there were people of all ages. Serious climbers, mums with five-year-olds, and teenagers like me.
So what was the climbing wall like?
Well, luckily it had rocks of different sizes to help you climb, so there was little chance of falling off. And I'd imagined it would look high before you started to climb, but actually it didn't seem that far to the top. There were lots of really useful holes all over it too, to put your feet in. Green ones for an easy climb, red for more difficult.
So what was your first climb like? Was it easy?
No. The instructor showed us what to do, and I thought I'd soon get to the top. But I was the last to get there, so I was annoyed with myself. The instructor warned us it can be painful for your arms too, but I didn't notice, and I did improve.
So what did you learn from your visit?
Well, it was great to be with other people who all like doing the same thing. And when I was climbing, I had to think carefully where to put my feet before I moved. So that's helped me to think first before I do things. It's shown me that I'm fitter than my friends who spend too much time on their computers.
Well, thanks, Simon.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. Today we're discussing adventure activities, and I'm talking to Simon Benito, who recently went with his mum to an indoor climbing centre. Simon, what gave your mum the idea to take you there?
Well, last year my school had a trip to the centre, but I missed it because I was sick. Then recently, she went with a friend and tried it herself, and she loved it. So after that, she wanted to take me too.
And what did you think when your mum suggested going to the centre?
Well, I knew I was okay at climbing. We've been climbing on holidays. And I thought we'd do something similar at the centre. I was really looking forward to it. But then my mum explained that the wall was inside. I wasn't so interested when I heard that. I prefer being outside.
But did you meet lots of people there?
Well, yes. That was great. It was early morning when we arrived and the centre had just opened, so it was quiet. But lots of people came later in the morning. And for once, I wasn't the youngest. I'd expected it'd be mainly young people there, but there were people of all ages. Serious climbers, mums with five-year-olds, and teenagers like me.
So what was the climbing wall like?
Well, luckily it had rocks of different sizes to help you climb. so there was little chance of falling off. And I'd imagined it would look high before you started to climb, but actually it didn't seem that far to the top. There were lots of really useful holes all over it too, to put your feet in. Green ones for an easy climb, red for more difficult.
So what was your first climb like? Was it easy?
No. The instructor showed us what to do, and I thought I'd soon get to the top. But I was the last to get there, so I was annoyed with myself. The instructor warned us it can be painful for your arms too, but I didn't notice, and I did improve.
So what did you learn from your visit?
Well, it was great to be with other people who all like doing the same thing. And when I was climbing, I had to think carefully where to put my feet before I moved. So that's helped me to think first before I do things. It's shown me that I'm fitter than my friends who spend too much time on their computers.
Well, thanks, Simon.
That is the end of part 2.